بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This is the class number 21 on the discussion concerning the principles, the three fundamental principles. And the Shaykh Rahimahullah said, وَالْأَصْلُ الثَّانِي أو الْأَصْلُ الثَّانِي The second principle, مَعْرِفَةُ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ The second principle is knowledge of the deen of Islam with the proofs. Knowledge of the deen of Islam with the proofs. After the author Rahimahullah finished the first principle, and that was the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the true Lord who deserves to be worshipped alone. And then he provided the concrete evidences for that. He moved to the second principle, and that is ma'rifatu deen al-Islam, knowledge of the deen of Islam. And the deen linguistically means, number one, obedience and submission. The term linguistically, the term deen in the language means obedience and submission. And the second is that which a person takes as his religion, through which he conducts worship. This is the second meaning. This second meaning enters in what is understood, or in what is understood in this meaning, what is understood in the second meaning enters in the first meaning. Enters in the first meaning. Because anyone who takes for himself a religion through which he conducts worship must conduct the obedience and must submit. And the Islamic deen is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and made as the final deen, the final and last one, and he perfected it for his slaves and completed by it his favors upon them. So now the term deen, when it is said, it means Islam. And its definition, its legal definition is submission to Allah with tawheed, to yield obediently to Him, and to free and disassociate oneself from shirk and its people. This is the meaning of Islam, the deen of Islam. And as you can tell, the definition which is often given by some people when they say that Islam means submission, this is incomplete. This is incomplete. And therefore, the legal definition is the submission to Allah with tawheed, meaning singling out Allah as the true God who deserves to be worshipped alone, submission to Allah with tawheed, to yield obediently to Him, and to free and disassociate oneself from shirk and its people. This is the definition of Islam, or of the deen of Islam. Because the person must submit to Allah in the manner described by Sharia. And it is to submit to Allah with Tawheed, and by singling Him out with all worship. Then if someone says, what about the submission to the pre-decree of Allah? You see here we said, submission to Allah in the manner prescribed in the Sharia. What about the issue of submission to Allah, to Allah's pre-decree? As for the submission to the pre-decree and what Allah has ordained with regards to the laws of creation, meaning universally, then there is no reward attached to that. There is no reward attached to that. Why? Because the person has no choice or ability to escape the ordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 83, وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. And to him, this is in Surah Al Imran 3:83, وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. And to him, everyone in the heavens and the earth submit willingly or unwillingly, and to whom you all will be returned. So, submission to Allah with Tawheed, meaning to single Him out with all worship, and then to yield to Him obediently. How? By doing whatever Allah commands and abstaining from all that which He had forbade. Then, disassociating from shirk and its people, to free oneself and to disassociate from shirk and its people. And the religion, the deen of the person, is not complete until he disassociates from the mushriks and from their shirk. And it means to absolve oneself of it and totally remove oneself from it. And this necessitates separation and disassociation from its people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning Ibrahim alayhi salam in Surah Al-Mumtahina, chapter 60, verse 4, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إذ قالوا لقومهم إنا براء منكم ومما تعبدون من دون الله كفرنا بكم وبدا بيننا وبينكم العداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده. And there is a fine example for you to follow in Ibrahim, in Abraham عليه السلام, and those with him, the believers, meaning with him, when they said to their unbelieving people, we are free of you, we are free of you, and whatever you worship besides Allah, and we deny and reject what you are upon. And because of your disbelief in Allah and your worship of others besides Him, enmity and hatred has risen between us and you forever, unless you believe truly in Allah and single Him out and worship Him alone. And therefore we are called to absolve ourselves from the mushriks and their ways, and to reserve our Islamic identity, manifesting this in all walks of life. So through submission to Allah in Tawheed and yielding to Him obediently and absolving oneself and disassociating, freeing oneself from shirk and its people, through these three matters, the deen of the Muslim is complete. And this brings the issue that the other religions, although they are called religions, they are false and futile. Any other religion other than Islam is false and futile because it is abrogated by Islam, and because in many ways and forms these religions ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and or reject Allah as the true God worthy of worship. Not only that, they reject the final and last message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they reject the Prophet himself. And therefore you can tell easily the serious error done by some Muslims when they say, quote, that Islam calls to understand the other religions, or that Islam teaches us to learn the other religions. Then in the next class, inshallah ta'ala, the author will explain the levels of Islam, the levels of the deen of Islam, and they are Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. Islam, which is submission and obedience, Iman, which is the true faith, Ihsan, which is perfection of worship, and that each of these levels has its own pillars, and that each of these levels, Islam, Iman, and Ihsan, each has its own pillars. And we will begin, inshallah, next class with the pillars of Islam. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.